Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. The number one headline in Iran in 2020 has to be the assassination of the commander of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps. That's the headline. Shahram Haidian comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I do happen to believe probably in Iran itself, the main headline may have been the assassination by the United States of Soleimani, who was the head of the Revolutionary Guard, the Quds Force, etc. Your thoughts?
Well, that was a major, major blow to the IRGC, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, which basically, the way that I try to explain to people is that the IRGC would be kind of like the combination of the CIA, the FBI, along with special forces. And Soleimani headed up the Quds Force. Just for the audience, Dr. DeYoung, the word Al-Quds in Arabic and from the Quran is for the name that they had for Jerusalem. That's basically the name of the Jerusalem force. And the mission of the IRGC and the mission of Soleimani ultimately going back, if you remember, to the Beirut bombings in 84 and so forth and so on, he has continued to advocate the destruction of Israel and the destruction of Jerusalem and ultimately the Jewish people. So this was a major, major blow to the Iranian Revolutionary Guard by President Trump to take out Soleimani. Now there is a new head of the IRGC, Hossein Salami. It was a major operation. And by the way, can I say I believe that one of the reasons that the president acted, particularly in taking him out in Iraq, was because there was some talk that they were planning on taking U.S. hostages again in Iraq, potentially from the embassy. And I think you could have seen a repeat of 1979. 444 days. And Trump was not going to be Jimmy Carter. And I think that was a motivation. There was some evidence that they had, some intel that they had, that could have been what he was planning on doing to basically rub it in the face of the United States. And Trump wasn't going to play that game like Jimmy Carter did. And he was going to be like Reagan that said, you know, you better release them or else.
Shahram Haidian explaining why the assassination of General Soleimani was the number one headline in Iran in 2020. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. President Trump's decision to assassinate General Soleimani, the commander of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, was a decision that is tangible evidence of how the Lord directs political leaders, Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17, to accomplish his will for the end times. Iran will be a major player in God's end times scenario, Ezekiel 38:5, and this satanic leader, General Soleimani, had done all God needed for him to do at this time. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...